AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the East Coast, the new year is 10 hours away, but elsewhere it's already 2025.
Auckland in New Zealand became the first major city to celebrate as thousands thronged downtown or climbed the city's ring of volcanic peaks for a fireworks vantage point, a light display recognised indigenous people. Countries in the South Pacific Ocean are the first to ring in the new year, with midnight in New Zealand striking 18 hours before the ball drop in Times Square in New York. After New Zealand, fireworks blasted off the Sydney Harbour Bridge and across the bay. More than a million Australians and others gathered at the iconic Sydney Harbour for the celebration. Asia prepares for the Year of the Snake. Much of Japan shut down ahead of the nation's biggest holiday as temples and homes undergo a thorough cleaning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Most of the population of Puerto Rico will welcome in 2025 without electricity. Nearly 90% of the 1.4 million clients across Puerto Rico lost power and are not expected to get it back for several days. Dozens of patients and the wounded have been evacuated for treatment outside the Gaza Strip, where the UN says Israel's attacks on and around hospitals have pushed health care there to the brink. New York Mayor Eric Adams says the woman burned to death on a New York subway train has been identified as a 61-year-old, Debrina Kawan.
She resided in New Jersey. She had a brief stint in our homeless shelter system. And you know, our hearts goes out to the family, a horrific incident to have to live through. And just watching that tape, I couldn't even watch it all the way through.
The man accused of setting her on fire is in custody. The mother of a missing Alabama toddler told investigators the boy died and his body was kept in a bag in a storage shed before being moved. This is AP News. Ryan Seacrest will be back in Times Square tonight. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Carrie Underwood will perform a medley of her hits just before midnight in New York's Times Square as part of ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special. Other performers include Megan Maroney, Lenny Kravitz, Teddy Swims, Tinashe, Cody Johnson, and Thomas Rhett. Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora return as hosts. Seacrest says the crowds in Times Square are calm as they gather. Then the show starts.
They're pretty chill about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of them sit down on their blankets and they take a little bit of a break off their feet. Then you can feel it all amp up. And once we're getting into 8, 9, 10 o'clock, the excitement's crazy.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team dropped its attempt to form a union, voluntarily ending a push to become the first college sports team to unionize because the National Labor Relations Board will soon be controlled by Republicans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.